Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Let me begin with a reading from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. This takes place just before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Mark records the scene. While Jesus was in Bethany reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. And once again today, the Lord's word has proven true. For we speak of this beautiful gift given by this woman.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Alleluia.
The anointing of Jesus with this woman's perfume was an act of respect, honor, and kindness. The fact that it was very expensive tells us that this was no common gift. This was a very special gift. The Lord said it was in preparation for his burial. Only hours separated Jesus from his being arrested and tried by the Jewish council, then taken to Pilate. He would then face the mockery of the soldiers, the scourging of the Roman whips, and finally be nailed to the cross on Calvary. While the disciples, and probably Judas Iscariot as much as any of them, were critical of this woman and her anointing of Jesus, the Lord reacted with praise for what she had done. Listen again to what Jesus said of what this woman did for him. "She has done a beautiful thing to me. She did what she could." I'd like to suggest to us some of what she did by pouring out her expensive perfume upon the Lord. First, I believe the woman expressed her love for Jesus. Do we not do the same? On special occasions, we often give gifts to our loved ones. And we are saying, by doing such, that through our gifts we're giving to them that we love them and that we care about them. The most important of all commands from God is that we love the Lord with our whole being. Jesus told those who questioned him which command was the greatest, that it was that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Loving God and others is more than a feeling inside. It is a decision and a commitment that is made that is shown in our actions. This woman will be remembered because she expresses her love for Jesus with her jar of very expensive and special perfume. Another expression shown by this woman's gift was the honor that was given to Jesus. The woman believed in Jesus. She respected him. Such a gift was to make a statement of how much she honored him. And she gives this gift because of who Jesus is and how that he had lived before her. The most precious gift that we can give to the Lord is our respect to his teachings. When we live by his doctrines, we are honoring the Lord. Our faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior sent from heaven calls us to live under his lordship. When we receive his marvelous grace and forgiveness, we accept the place of a disciple who follows his way. The best and most precious gift is to bring ourselves to the Lord and to let him have his way with our whole being. And a third lesson that comes from this woman's gift is that she made a sacrifice. This costly perfume was something that had great monetary value. Her love and honor for Jesus led to this sacrifice. For those we love, we will do whatever it costs to care for them, will we not? Soldiers have loved their country and their families and have sacrificed everything to protect it. Parents love their children and will give up anything and everything, even their lives, for them. We are called by the gospel of Jesus Christ to become a living sacrifice. As Christians, we should be living to worship, honor, and glorify the Lord in all that we do. In Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, Paul writes, "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." This woman did what she could. We can do the same. We can love and honor Jesus, which will be seen in the sacrifices of our lives lived according to his divine will.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful. watching me, causing my eyes to see that Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Many will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, and thirsty ground bubbling springs.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Carefully touching me, causing my eyes to see that Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.